This is KCUR 89.3. Out in western Kansas, not too far from Dodge City, is the town of Jetmore, which is home to about 900 people. Crystal Bradshaw had a happy childhood there, but one thing was missing, so she set out to solve a family mystery. In the process, as KCUR's CJ Janovee found out, she ended up writing an important book about Kansas.
Crystal Bradshaw's great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was born a slave in Kentucky.
Lord, Lord, please help me, please help me. Numb, crack. I sees it, but it ain't connecting with my head what happening. Crack, crack, crack. I scream and blood running down over my eyes, blinding me, stinging me.
Bradshaw published her book about her five times great-grandmother Eliza a year ago. It came in response to her feelings in high school, which wasn't that long ago, where students did genealogy projects.
We'd have to get up in front of the class and present our family history, which sounds easy enough.
She comes from a diverse family.
I have like cousins who are Chinese, Hispanic, there's Native American, white passing, all these different things. So whenever we have big family gatherings, there's literally kids of like all phenotypes just running around.
Her mother's side of the family kept good records.
But on my father's side of the family, there was very limited information.
One year for school, she really wanted to talk about her dad's side. When it was her turn, all she could say was that her great-grandfather was a stonemason. She sat back down and everyone looked at her weird.
It was just embarrassing in a sense because so many of the different students knew their family history, like actually where they came from.
Bradshaw kept digging but found nothing on Ancestry.com. A few screens into Google, she hit pay dirt, a paper written back in the early 1900s by a distant, distant cousin. It was published a few years ago by a history professor at Emporia State University, and it told the story of Eliza.
Her and her family, so her husband and her children, were emancipated in 1865. And they tried living in Lexington, Kentucky, which is where they were previously enslaved. But things were really bad for them. A lot of African Americans were dying and different things like that from the KKK.
So Eliza's family joined the Great Migration of former slaves to homesteads in Kansas. They called themselves Exodusters. The Bradshaws arrived in 1879.
I actually do remember seeing Eliza's tombstone when I was little. It said Eliza Bradshaw on it. Like, it's an old-looking tombstone, so I said, Grandma, like, who's this? And she was like, I don't know. So it's just amazing because we literally were walking on the soil where our ancestors were buried, not having any idea or having any context of like who these people were and the life struggles.
The industrious Bradshaw decided to flesh out the story of those struggles. She did more research, and by the time she got to college at the University of Kansas, she had written a fictionalized account of Eliza's story.
Crystal was a freshman.
KU English professor Mary Emma Graham is the director of the Project on the History of Black Writing.
The graduate students found this just absolutely amazing that a freshman could start a life in college with a book that she was intent on publishing because she'd been doing all the research.
Bradshaw self-published her book. She wanted complete control over the work. She didn't want a publisher changing its name or its cover art or the unique dialect in which she'd written it.
You better get quick, boy, before I give you something to cry about. What you think you be doing? Joe turned around so quick it'd take a moment for the rest of his body to catch up with his nasty self.
Crystal does not speak vernacular Black English. Her parents don't speak vernacular Black English. So I think that the choice to write in the vernacular was a challenge because you have to create something that you don't know.
I was hearing this voice, and it was Grandma Eliza's voice the whole time while I was writing it, helping me visualize like what things were going on.
The process was often an emotional one for Bradshaw.
Just because some of the stuff, or a lot of the stuff that slaves had to deal with at that time was just very, very hard. Like, I don't know how they live through stuff like that.
Things were rough for the family after they got to Kansas, too. Eliza's husband and two of her children died. Bradshaw wondered why she stayed.
I probably honestly would have left. I'm like, this place is awful. But, you know, she saw some good somewhere, and I definitely see the good now in Jetmore, so I'm glad that she stayed.
So is Mary Emma Graham of KU's History of Black Writing Project.
The Black Exoduster experience is one that we know far too little about.
So Bradshaw's book, she says, is a gift to Kansas and to the whole Midwest.
We need to keep an eye on her.
After all, Crystal Bradshaw hasn't even graduated from college yet. She just started her senior year. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovee.